This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is QNN, your community network news, bringing you the latest in LGBTIQA+ news and sport from Australia and the world. Celebrating 15 years on air, thanks to Australia's only rainbow community media organisation, Joy.
Hi there, I'm Joel King-Main and this is your QNN community update. From The Guardian. The Russian Justice Ministry last Friday said it filed a lawsuit with the Supreme Court to outlaw what it called an international LGBTQ+ public movement, as extremists in the latest attacks against the country's already suppressed LGBTQ+ community. The ministry said in an online statement that authorities had determined signs and manifestations of extreme nature in the activities of the LGBTQ+ movement in Russia, including incitement of social and religious discord. The ministry did not clarify what it meant under the international LGBTQ+ public movement or how the designation would apply. Russia's Supreme Court is expected to consider the lawsuit later this month. The Russian president repeated his disdain for the LGBTQ+ community during a speech last Friday, referring to trans people as transformers. Earlier this year, Putin signed a law that banned LGBTQ+ propaganda amongst adults. The bill criminalized any act regarded as an attempt to promote what Russia calls non-traditional sexual relations in film, online, advertising, or in public. From Pink News. To coincide with Trans Day of Remembrance, Transgender Europe released its tragic annual update of the Trans Murder Monitoring Project, which aims to track the violent deaths of trans and gender diverse people worldwide. The report found that 321 trans people were murdered between the 1st of October 2022 and the 18th of November 2023, slightly lower than the previous year's report of 327 murders. Majority of the 321 trans and gender diverse people who were murdered globally over the past year were trans women of colour and trans people known to be sex workers, according to the findings of the annual study. The report explained that 235 cases were reported in Latin America and the Caribbean, partly due to the existence of established monitoring systems in those regions, while Armenia, Belgium and Slovakia reported trans murders for the first time. From BBC News. A proposed ban on conversion therapy in the UK, which would introduce unlimited fines for those found guilty, has been put forward in the House of Lords. Baroness Burt has tabled a private members' bill proposing a UK-wide ban, which will now be debated next year. It comes after the government left out a ban from last year's King's Speech, 5 years after promising one. Conversion therapy refers to practices aiming to change or suppress someone's sexual orientation or their gender identity. Government plans to ban conversion therapy have been widely discussed and caused several resignations from the government's LGBTQ+ advisory panel, as well as a boycott of the UK's first ever international LGBTQ+ conference. From Star Observer. Australian singer and actor Natalie Bassingthwaite has come out, revealing in an interview she is in a relationship with a woman. In the recent interview with Stella magazine podcast Something to Talk About, she said, "I'm in a beautiful relationship with a woman who makes my heart smile and makes me really happy." During the interview, she also revealed that she felt threatened by a media push to out her, saying, "I wanted to be able to do it in my time, when I was ready, and speak my truth when I was ready. I felt a bit threatened. And look, I get journalism, I understand, and I have been so supported so much over the years, but I felt particularly this time I was backed into a corner a little bit." Bassingthwaite explained that she turned to ex-husband about how to handle the possibility of being outed. The couple were married in 2011, and in August this year, it was announced that they had ended their marriage. Turning to QNN Sport now and from OutSports. Shula Neuberger was determined to prove people wrong who said she could never play college sports as a trans person, and she is now thriving at university. In a recent interview, she said, "I want to show other LGBTQ+ people in sports that we can achieve what we set out to do. I do my thing every day. For those who think that they can't make it, the sky's the limit." She also mentioned that it did take some time for her teammates and coaches to adjust to having a transgender athlete. However, they have all shown her endless support and have made her feel very welcome. When Shula came out, she was told that she would never play college sports because she is a person of colour and a transgender woman. But through her determination, she has shown people that someone who is LGBTQ+ can play sports and also be successful. That's what's making news in the LGBTQIA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can download the podcast via your favourite podcast app. Just search for QNN. I'm Joel King Main.
QNN was recorded at Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Tune in to Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, joy.org.au, or via the Joy app. QNN is distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.